Today's commentary is on President Prabowo Subianto continuous development of Indonesian new capital city Nusantara. The development of the Indonesian new capital city Nusantara is a major project planned to move the capital city of Indonesia from Jakarta to an area located in East Kalimantan, more precisely in North Penajam Pasar Regency and part of Kutai Kartanegara Regency. Nusantara is designed to be a new, modern, environmentally friendly capital city outside Jawa to reduce the burden on Jakarta as the center of government and economy. The idea of moving the capital city was first proposed by the Indonesian first president Sukarno on July 17, 1957. However, the idea was only realized during the term of the seventh president Joko Widodo. The first phase of the development of Nusantara was from 2022 to 2024. After the end of Joko Widodo's administration, there was no news of the development of Nusantara for some time. However, the next president, Prabowo Subianto, ensured that the development of the new capital city would continue. A budget of 48.8 trillion rupiahs has been allocated for the 2025-2029 period. This was conveyed by the Coordinating Minister for Infrastructure and Regional Development, Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono, after attending a limited meeting regarding Nusantara on Monday, February the 3rd, at the Presidential Palace, Jakarta. Meanwhile, in Nusantara itself, after the construction of the State Palace and Garuda Palace was completed, attention shifted to the development of the legislative and judicial areas and facilities. Head of the Indonesian New Capital Nusantara Authority, Basuki Hadimulyono, on the same occasion said the design of the legislative building had been approved by President Prabowo Subianto and was only in the finalization stage. Meanwhile, various supporting facilities such as hotels, banks, and others have also begun to be built with investment from various parties, including from abroad. As President, Prabowo Subianto remains obliged to continue the development of Nusantara in accordance with the mandate of the Law No. 3 of 2022 concerning the national capital. Although the government is currently setting budget efficiency in the implementation of the state budget and the 2025 regional budget, the development of Nusantara will continue. With the ongoing efficiency policy, the government needs to formulate a priority strategy so that infrastructure projects continue without disrupting the achievement of national development targets. That was commentary today.